time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to that faithful army of public servants through whose efforts wheels of government turn, and without whose efforts they might turn even quicker. We are concerned, as usual, with the General Assistance Department, which exists to help any other section that's overloaded. This week we find them helping out at the Foreign Office.
Now, look at this area here in the Pacific. We've got bases there and there.
Oh, yes.
The other chaps have them there, there, and there.
I see.
From here to here, nothing.
Yes, but that's just not of ocean, isn't it, Lord Branson?
Well, I must admit I'd always thought so, but yesterday, quite by chance, I noticed this on the map.
Oh, dear, speck of ink. I expect Lamb's been shaking his pen again.
It's not a speck of ink. It's an island.
Oh.
The name's marked on this large-scale map over here, you see. Innuendo Island.
Innuendo? Well, what an extraordinary thing. Who does it belong to?
Well, I've asked Lamb to find out. He's been down in archives for 36 hours.
That's what he's got to.
If that tropical island belongs to some unscrupulous power, they could be turning it into a military base.
Yes, quite right. You can't trust those, who did you say it belonged to?
Lord Branson, I've got the answer to your problem.
Oh, good. Yes, well, they can't hide these things very long from the Foreign Office, can they? Well, tell us then, who does Innuendo Island belong to?
Us, sir.
Oh, are you sure?
It was discovered by Captain Cook in 1760 and annexed shortly after. Present British Governor Sir Granville Waltham Green. It's ours, all right.
Oh, good, then we can turn it into a military base, can't we?
But this is extraordinary. Why have I heard nothing about this place?
Well, you're not here very often, Lord. Are you?
Yes, sir. I think I can throw a little light on that, Lord Benson. I finally found the records under a lot of debris in the South Archives room. It seems that section was bombed during the war, and they haven't quite finished clearing up yet.
But I was here all through the war, and I don't remember a bomb hitting the Archives room. Which year did it happen?
1917, apparently.
19? Do you mean to say we've been out of touch with this British possession for 45 years?
No, it's a bit longer than that, actually. We don't seem to have heard from Sir Granville Waltham Green since he was appointed in 1910.
But this is fantastic. He was probably murdered. The island may be in a state of anarchy. They might even have reverted to cannibalism. We'll send someone out there at once.
Oh, that'll be a nice job for somebody.
Yes, have you got your tropical kit?
No, funnily enough, I've never been in the... What?
Oh, I couldn't go.
But Lord Branson, if I may say so, we're not even Foreign Office men, you know. We're from the General Assistance Department.
Quite. I don't want to lose any of my regular chaps. You two will be ideal for the job.
Look down there, one. Doesn't the Pacific look beautiful?
Yes, there's rather a lot of it, though, isn't there? Well,
I think the pilot's going to say something.
Is he?
That's Port Ikahoka coming up on the port wing now.
Oh, it's coming up on the port. What a delightful name.
In the local lingo, Copper, that means the end of the world.
In the local... Does it really? I see, yes. I suppose they hadn't heard about Innuendo Island in those days.
They still haven't. Are you sure this place exists, Copper?
Well, I'll tell you this, Copper. If we've come several thousand miles and it turns out it was a speck of ink after all, I shan't be at all pleased.
Innuendo Island is about 50 miles further east, pilot.
Yes.
We have to put down here as it has no airstrip.
How do you get the rest of the way? Swim?
No, we were rather hoping that won't be necessary. The British agent in Icky, whatever it is hiring a suitable boat.
Yeah, remember, when we get there, too, these people have been forgotten for 50 years. Mm. Now they must be brought up to date and prepared for self-government. To this end, I brought with me some cricket kit, a copy of that Sunday paper colour supplement, and a gramophone record of someone called Clifford Richard. My secretary recommended that.
Oh, what a good idea. I wonder if they've got a gramophone.
Well, if they haven't, it'll be up to you to devise some other means of playing it. Where there's a will, there's a way, you know.
Oh, thank you. I can't help wondering what sort of setup we're going to find there. I wonder when old Sir Granville popped off and who took over. It's strange they've had no radio contact all these years.
When was wireless invented?
Funnily enough, I think there's something about that in the front of my diary. Yes, here we are. Useful information. Speed of light in a vacuum.
That's not much help.
High tide at Southampton Water.
What are you talking about?
How to cure warts.
Oh.
Here it is. Marconi sent first transatlantic signals 1901.
1901.
So innuendo could have a wireless.
I expect they like to keep themselves to themselves.
Anyway, I shan't be sorry to get down to Earth again. Oh, I find these air journeys very trying. Yeah. 48 hours in the same seat is too long.
Stand by, Crobbers. We're going down now. Fasten your safety belts, please.
Fasten our... Oh, do you mean to say we could have undone these things? Here we are on Innuendo Beach, Robert.
Yes, funny the boatman wouldn't stay. Just put us down on the beach and rushed off.
Yeah, almost as if he... Oh, you know, I'm beginning to get the nadgers again.
Now, steady, do. No doubt the islanders got that carrier pigeon with news of our arrival.
I expect they got it all right.
Yes.
Probably eaten it by now. Yeah. And they'll be waiting to do the same to us.
Now then,
remember what Lord Branston said about reverting to cannibalism?
Now, do keep a stiff upper lip. This is your chance to be a bit of a hero.
Yes, only I hope one of the islanders doesn't write to the Times describing how he cooked the first hero in spring.
Good heavens, there are people coming through the trees.
Oh, my goodness, yes, a man leading them, in a cocked hat.
Is that what it is?
Big plume of feathers and carrying a sword.
Now, look nonchalant, too. Look, hold your head erect.
Right.
Whistle, a happy tune.
Ooh, it's rather hard to do with a stiff upper lip.
Well, then leave it to me. I say, hello there. Hello, we from Britain.
British. We bring greetings.
Yes, greetings.
We friends. I'm
glad to hear it, gentlemen.
Oh,
welcome to Innuendo. We got your message, of course.
Yes.
Had a big reception laid on at the harbour.
Yes.
Pity you missed it. A brass band's been practicing all the week.
I don't think our boatman knew about the harbour.
We don't get many visitors here, you know.
No.
Come to think of it, you're the first for, 49 years, I think it must be.
Really?
My name's Wharton Green, the governor.
Oh, how do you... What?
You're Sir Granville... Are you sure?
Oh, yes, I'm quite sure. The governor, yes. Well, I am at the moment. I was thinking only last week I may be due for a new posting. Been here 52 years, you see.
Yes, we know.
But I think I'll apply for an extension.
Oh, but Our Majesty's government haven't heard from you for over half a century.
His Majesty's government, my dear fellow? Victoria's passed away. God bless her. Surely you've heard.
Leaving that aside, Sir Walter, my colleague was wondering why you've sent no dispatches all these years.
Well, quite frankly, there didn't seem to be anything to write about. Here comes Hokey and his sister. Gentlemen, this is Hokey, the hereditary prince of Innuendo, and his sister, Princess Koki.
Oh, Princess Koki, what a pleasure.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Welcome to our island.
Thank you.
How do you do?
Yes.
May the spirit of your ancestors rest in peace.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much.
Well, you'll meet the prince and princess again tonight, gentlemen. I'm given a little dinner at Government House in honor of your visit. I hope you'll find this food to your taste, gentlemen.
It's delicious.
Well, the supply boat's a bit late getting out from the mainland,
yes,
I'm afraid. It was due, 47 years ago. Kind of delay, I suppose, yes. In the meantime, we make do with island produce.
Well, I must say this roast veal's delicious.
Oh, good. You'd never guess it was really roast python, would you?
What?
Here, have some more of this nice, rich green gravy.
Oh, no, you have some. I don't think I will, thank you very much.
Well, our boatman's coming back to pick us up in a week's time, and after we've got home and made our report, you'll be seeing the supply boat again regularly, and lots of other boats as well.
May I ask, sir, what is your exact intention with regard to this island?
We're going to open it up, Prince
Give you all the benefits of modern civilization, my dear chap.
Oh, this is very kind of you, sir. Could you perhaps tell us what some of these benefits are?
Well, I mean, Prince Hoagie wants to know what are the benefits of modern civilization.
Well, there's the motor car, for instance.
Yes, there's the motor car.
All you chaps here go around on your feet. But our people use things called motor cars. That's if they've got road license, driving license, insurance, a 10-year test certificate, and somewhere to park.
Actually, it's easier to go round on foot. Let's try again.
Yeah. Well, now, Sir Granville tells me that most of your families worship strange gods. All evening, he says, they sit staring at an object in the corner with faces depicted on it. In London, they wouldn't do that. They'd be happily and healthily employed watching television.
And then look at the food I saw being sold in your market. Loose fish, still fish. Wet from the sea.
Wet fish.
Yeah, when we get things organized, you'll be able to buy deep-frozen, pre-packed, semi-cooked fish fingers with powdered ketchup.
Yeah.
Much more hygienic.
Well, of course, and then we'll have labor exchanges where your men can go when they're out of work.
But we don't have any men out of work.
Oh, well, we'll soon fix that. Don't you worry, Prince. We have great plans for your island. My colleague and I will report that it's ideal for development. Don't you agree, Sir Granville?
Oh, good heavens, look.
Oh, you must excuse the governor, Mr. Hamilton Jones. Ah. He does fall asleep rather easily.
Yes, so I see.
He's been here many years, you see. He came when our father was Prince of Innuendo. He taught us all to speak English.
But I can't understand why he let you get so out of touch. I mean, you'll never know what you've missed. 2 world wars, over 200 test matches, and the twist.
The twist, what is this?
Well, it's a kind of dance where you shake your, you move your, well, it's, it goes something like this. Let's twist again like we did last summer.
Oh, yes, I see, yes. We used to have this dance on the island, but my father banned it. Too primitive.
I suppose your people have some interesting... Your people must have some interesting national dances, Prince Hoki.
Oh, yes. Every midsummer day, our people drink fermented gum juice and do a wild dance which we call... what is it, sister?
The Velita.
Oh, the Velita.
The Velita, yes. Sir Granville taught it to us.
Uh-huh.
But tell me, gentlemen, are you quite sure you want to make these changes to our island?
Of course, my dear fellow, no trouble at all, I assure you. It's what we're here for.
You wouldn't allow anyone to change your mind.
Change our minds?
Good change heaven. Our minds over our dead bodies.
Yes, gentlemen, I see.
This way, Mr. Lamb. Shall we sit down for a moment by the waterfall?
Oh, I say, how beautiful it all is, and jolly hot, too. What about popping in for a swim?
Oh, I'm afraid I have not got my costume with me.
Oh, but in all the South Sea Island films I've ever seen, they never... the heroine usually... that is, I don't see why... Do you feel this island's economy is on a sound basis?
I don't know about such things, but I am excited that you plan to develop the island.
I'm sure you must be.
But I think my brother, Prince Hoki, does not feel the same.
I expect it's just taking him a little while to grasp what it's all about. But I don't know why we're talking about Prince Hoki. Here we are, glorious sunshine, beautiful scenery, just you and me and the river, and as one of our English poets said, it makes me go all of a doodah.
Doodah? What is this doodah?
Oh, haven't you ever been in one? Well, it's a bit like the Nadgers, only nicer.
Oh.
You know, for instance, when you... when two people are alone, like we are, and one of them's a beautiful girl, and so am I. I mean, and... there's just the two of us here, and...
Morning, Hugh. Oh, glorious day, isn't it? Exploring the local facilities.
Well, I was hoping to till you appear.
What's that? Oh, Princess, I beg your pardon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hamilton.
Don't mind me saying so, one. What an extraordinary rig out you're wearing.
I don't know what you mean, too. This is my bathing costume.
Did you know there was a very nasty moth hole just by your right knee?
What? Oh, I say, I do apologize, Miss Princess.
Well, it's about the bathing pumps that surprised me, one.
Bathing pumps?
Suspenders worn with long socks and flipper feet. Why have you got a piece of piping attached to your bowler hat?
I haven't seen one of those before. That's my snorkel.
Oh.
I'm going to swim off the South Beach. Prince Hoki, your brother, he tells me the sea bottom is very interesting to look at.
The South Beach?
Yes.
Oh, no. There must be some mistake. The water there is infested with sharks.
That wasn't the impression your brother gave me at all. He said he hadn't seen any sharks there for years.
But I can't understand it.
And in any case, by chance one did appear, he's given me this... a piece of freshly killed raw meat attached to my belt. He said if I threw that, the shark chap would take it and swim away.
Oh, no, 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 please, this is a mistake. You must not swim there.
Oh, very well, if you say so.
Look, here comes the prince. We can ask him about it.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen.
Hokey, Mr. Hamilton Jones thinks you told him to swim off the South Beach where the sharks are.
Oh, dear. What a foolish mistake. I when I advised him to look at the seabed there, I meant, of course, for him to do so from a boat. I do apologize, Mr. Hamilton Jones. I failed to make myself clear.
Not at all, my dear fellow. My fault, I say.
Please permit me to provide you with a boat, one of our native canoes, or a kayaks, as they are called. Mr. Lamb, perhaps you would like to go too?
Oh, yes, that sounds rather fun. The seabed's very interesting, isn't it?
Oh, my dear sir, you'll remember it as long as you live.
Get those wet things off. They'll bring some dry clothes from my wardrobe.
Thank you.
If I hadn't been fishing from my boat and seen yours go down, I don't know what would have happened.
No, I don't know what would
happen. I don't know either, but I saw a couple of sharks that seemed to have a rough idea. They had more teeth than Frankie Vaughan.
I can't understand what happened. One minute we were paddling along in the kayak, the next moment the bottom fell out.
Extraordinary, extraordinary. Come in.
Oh, excuse me. I have just heard about this terrible disaster. Are you all right, gentlemen?
I think we survived, thank you.
Oh, dear, I shall never forgive myself. I have been investigating the cause of the accident, gentlemen. It seems the previous owner of the kayak had been sleeping in it on the beach, and at night he lit a fire inside to keep him warm. This must have weakened the bottom.
Oh.
Which just goes to show you can't have your kayak and heat it.
Very good joke. Englishmen jesting in the teeth of disaster.
Yes.
Extraordinary.
Morning, too.
Morning, one. Did you sleep well?
Like a log, my dear fellow. I had a funny experience last night, though. Do you know there was a charming little creature in my bed when I got there?
Really? Of course, these people do have strong feelings about hospitality.
No. This was some sort of animal or insect, too. Oh. Looked like a furry lobster with a tail.
A furry...
Yes.
That was a scorpion.
Was it? Well, I don't know about these things. Seemed a lovable little chap to me. I could have made friends with him.
You could have... don't you know scorpions have a deadly poisonous sting?
Oh, my goodness, do they really? No, just as well I didn't know, isn't it?
A scorpion in your bed, that could have killed you.
Oh, dear, you got me worried now. Perhaps it's just as well the accident happened then.
What accident?
Well, I didn't see the little fellow at the bottom of the bed, so I just kicked my big stone hot water bottle down there, and I'm afraid it hit him on the head and killed him.
Oh, what a bit of luck. But why did you bring a stone hot water bottle to the tropics? Surely your bed doesn't need warming.
Oh, it's not for hot water, too. No, I fill it with whiskey, you see, in case I feel faint in the night. And I must say I usually do. Now, let's see.
Just a minute, man. You've got me worried with this scorpion.
Have I?
I had trouble last night, too.
Oh, what happened?
I stepped out onto my balcony for a breath of air.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, only the balcony wasn't there anymore.
Oh.
I'd have fallen 30 feet onto those blinking great bamboo spikes if my braces hadn't caught in the door handle.
Of course, these accidents happen because the island has no rules and regulations. But don't worry, too, we'll soon have it all buttoned up.
In the last 5 days, my friends, we have made a dozen attempts on the lives of these two interfering Englishmen. None has succeeded. Why?
Perhaps, Prince Hoki, the gods of Innuendo do not wish that they should die.
It is no one's wish that they should die, Tog. But we four have accepted it is necessary so that our island may continue in the paths of serenity. Already these men have brought in rules and regulations to change our lives. They have turned our only road into a one-way street. So that people going to the other end of the island have no way of getting back. They have introduced a compulsory 5-year test on oxen and imposed a purchase tax on coconuts. Tomorrow they are due to return home. They will report what they have seen, and soon 1,000 others will come.
then our days of serenity will indeed be ended.
What more can we do, Your Royal Highness? Every way we try to kill them, they escape. I blew a poison dart at the one they call H.J. and it did him no harm. It is magic.
It is not magic, Tog. Your dart did not penetrate his clothing. I have discovered that beneath his tweed suit, he wears thick woolen undergarments.
Have you another plan, Your Highness?
Yes, I have. Before my father died, he told me a quantity of gunpowder was left here after a shipwreck many years ago. Kobo, bring me one of our traditional carved wooden gift boxes. Thank you. Tog, ask Sir Granville if I may borrow his encyclopedia.
Which volume do you want, O Prince?
B for bomb. How to make and where to put. But don't tell Sir Granville that, of course.
What? Come in.
Excuse my interrupting your mid-morning steep, Your Excellency. But Prince Hawke bade me return your encyclopedia.
Oh, the encyclopedia, yes, thank you. I'm sorry I had to ask for it back in a hurry, but I wanted to look up something myself.
Prince Hawke thanks you and says he had already found the information he needed. He is preparing a small farewell gift for our distinguished visitor.
Oh, that will give them a surprise, eh? How thoughtful. The boat's due to pick them up in an hour. I've asked them here for a glass of sherry, as a matter of fact.
Then I must not detain you, sir. Here is your encyclopedia, volume A to B.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Your Excellency.
Good morning, and thank... Who is gone? Now then, let's see. A, yes, here we are. Asthma, aniseed... arsenic, yes. Let me see. Arsenic, a deadly poison which acts extremely quickly. Several notorious poisoners have administered arsenic in alcoholic drinks which conceal the taste. That's it. Yes, this sherry should do the trick. 2 or 3 grains are usually a fatal dose. I've just put a tablespoonful in each glass. Now, let's see. 1 in the red glass, 1 in the blue, and none in the green. No, that's mine. Come in.
Sir Granville, I do hope we're not late.
We wanted to leave everything in order. We may be called away sooner than we think.
Yes, quite right. Come in, gentlemen. I've taken the liberty of pouring out the sherry.
Oh, thank you very much, Sir Granville. I say, what attractive glasses, all different colors. Look.
Yes, local handicraft, you
really?
Know. I thought you'd like the red and the green. Or was it the red and the blue? Wait a minute. I think it was... it may have been the blue and the green.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? I mean, let's all just help ourselves.
Yes, yeah.
I'll have this blue one.
And I'll have the red one. Makes the drink look nicer.
Yes, I'll propose a toast. To Innuendo, Island in the Sun.
That's it.
I'm afraid it won't be so warm where we're going.
Oh, I shouldn't bank on that, gentlemen. I mean, oh, dear, I wonder who that is. Come in.
Ah, good morning, Your Excellency. Gentlemen.
It's you, Your Highness. Come in, come in. We're just about to have a glass of sherry. Won't you join us? Oh, no, wait a minute. No, I'd better...
No, thank you, Governor. I merely called to pay my compliments to our guests who are leaving.
Oh, very kind of you, my dear fellow.
Gentlemen, I have the pleasure of bringing you a small gift from the people of our island.
Oh, isn't that nice? Look, one, a carved wooden box.
Is that what it is?
I hadn't realized we were so popular. Still, I suppose it's understandable. Will you open it, or shall I?
No, gentlemen, please do not open it now. It is an ancient custom of our island that gifts are never opened in the presence of the giver.
Oh, I see, a charming thought.
Yes. There is something inside, then, is there?
Oh, yes, Mr. Lamb. Yes. It contains a mixture which we islanders find to be a cure for illness and misfortune.
Oh,
indeed, a cure for almost... everything.
Well, that sounds handy, doesn't it? When things go wrong, we just open that box and all our troubles are over.
Yes. We would like you to wait until you are in your boat and our island is disappearing below the horizon. Then is the time to open the box.
Oh, how very touching. I'm sure when we do that, a little piece of me will come winging back to this lovely island.
It is very possible, sir.
And now I must leave you.
Thank you so much, my dear.
Farewell.
What a charming fellow, don't you think, Sir Granville?
Oh, dear, he's gone to sleep again. Yeah. Sir Granville, sorry to wake you up, but we have to be off soon.
Oh, what? Oh, yes.
We were just about to drink a toast.
Oh, a toast? Yes, of course. Now, let me see. You had the red glass, and you had the green glass, and I had the blue glass. No, I think it was the... No, the green glass I meant to have... Yes, that's it. Green's my lucky colour, you know. Or is it red?
Well, surely you know which is your lucky colour, don't you?
You know, wait a minute. They were this way round, weren't they? So that one there is... would you mind changing glasses, Mr. Lamb? No, it might be his.
I don't understand all this fuss about the glasses. Oh, is the sherry poisoned or something?
Yes.
What?
It's no use. I'll have to admit it. I'll never remember which glass is which. I meant to poison you both.
Oh, did you? Oh, dear, that's not playing the game, is it?
Why on earth should you want to poison us?
Can't you see? For 50 years, I've had a marvelous life here. Peace, sunshine, 14 hours sleep a night. Now you're going back to London, they'll recall me. I'll be retired and spend the rest of my days eking out my pension in the rain.
Well, all good things come to an end, you know. And you needn't have worried about your pension. Retired colonial governor like you, they'd probably have made you vice chairman of the National Coke Board.
But I don't know anything about Coke.
All right, chairman, then. I say would have, of course, because things are a bit different now. I mean, this poisoning business is a bit naughty. Have to be reported, you know.
Yeah, I'll be disgraced.
You will.
My whole career ruined. The career I've worked for ever since I was at Eton.
Well, you should have thought of that before, you silly old... I beg your pardon. Did you say you were at Eton?
Yes, that's right. I was there 1890 to 1900.
Bless my soul, I was there in 1918. Who was your housemaster?
Yeah, that was old J.G. Proudfoot.
My goodness, it was old Buffy Proudfoot.
Buffy,
He was my housemaster, too. Still there, as a matter of fact. Yeah, saw him the other day, getting on a bit now, of course.
Would be,
thinking of giving up Rugger.
He's not, is he? It was old Crudwell there in your day.
Was he there in my day?
Used to burp during prep, I remember. He could cane three boys at the same time, I remember.
Yes, my word, those were the days, weren't they? An old woodcock, remember him?
Yes.
He had a funny nickname. What was it now?
I can't remember. The anxiety of those last 2 days has been too much for me. Last night I lay awake worrying about the future till nearly 10:30.
10:30? Oh, my dear fellow, that won't do at all. Let's talk this over. We'll help you out, won't we, too?
One, are you forgetting this man tried to poison us?
Yes, I know that. Don't fuss over details. Now, the important thing is, chap from my old school's in a spot of trouble. You weren't by any chance the Waltham Green who carved his name on the wooden seat?
Yes, that was me.
No.
Yes, I did it. I did it. The day I left.
Would you believe it? Still there 20 years later, you know. Jolly uncomfortable, too. But what a marvellous change. Did you hear that, too? Sir Granville carved his name on the seat in the organ loft.
I can't say I find that sort of thing very amusing, actually.
Oh, you know, I remember seeing it once when I went back there from Cambridge.
Did you? Yes,
seems
yes.
Wasting time, one. We're supposed to... just a minute. Did you say you went to Cambridge, Sir Granville?
Yes, that's right. Trinity.
Well, isn't that amazing? That's my old college. Look here, Granners. What can we do to help you?
Well, really, the best thing would be if you could forget all about us. Most of the locals aren't looking forward to the changes either, you know.
Well, we'd like to help, but I don't see how we could forget all about you.
We've been forgotten for 50 years, remember. All you do when you get back to London is tell them there's nothing here. Say the place was destroyed by a volcano or something.
All right, Sir Granville, we'll do it your way. Innuendo can go back to being just a speck of ink on the map.
Oh, my dear chap, that is good of you.
Not at all.
I can't tell you how grateful I am.
Oh, dear.
Well, this calls for a celebration.
Yes.
You'll take a little sherry, won't you?
Oh, sherry, rather.
Yes. Look, there's some poured out already. Help yourself.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, I'll give you a toast, can I?
Yes.
Eton and Cambridge.
Eton and Cambridge.
Yes.
Unusual sherry, this, isn't it?
Yeah, very intriguing flavour.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all settled. You see, Sir Granville, there was no need to poison the sherry. These things can all be settled by...
poison. The sherry.
Oh, my goodness. I've finished mine. Too. What are we going to do?
Prince Hoki's present. He said the stuff in that box would cure anything. Quick one. Open it up.
Open the box. Here we are.
Are you feeling better now?
Where am I?
Oh, you've been in bed 3 weeks, Mr. Lamb. Fortunately, the gunpowder in my brother's bomb was damp. Or you would not be here at all.
Gunpowder? Bomb? It's all coming back to me now.
Oh, he's very sorry. He has only just learned that you promised to forget our island.
I'd like to forget it as soon as possible. Where's my colleague?
I'm here, in the next bed.
Oh, I didn't recognize you without your eyebrows.
Oh, good heavens, haven't I got it? You know, there's one thing baffles me.
What's
before that bomb went off, I seem to remember we both drank a hefty dose of arsenic.
No. Our island chemist gave Sir Granville the wrong mixture by mistake.
What?
Oh, now you must rest. Your boat is coming again tomorrow.
Yes, but if Sir Granville didn't give us arsenic, what did he give us?
Oh, it was, how you call it? Epsom salt.
Epsom salt instead of arsenic. What shocking inefficiency. Couldn't happen in England.
Modeling crew as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch, with Roy Dotrice, Austin Trevor, David Graham, Norma Ronald, and John Casaubon. The men from the ministry is written and produced by Edward Taylor.